Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, I'm Bob Tuscan, and tonight we have a special broadcast prepared for you. Mark Passio from What on Earth is Happening will be debuting some themes of his upcoming Free Your Mind conference lecture. We'll be talking about the psychopathy, and I can't stress that word enough, the psychopathy of the order followers and the cult members, otherwise known as Leos or law enforcement officers or cops, copiers, whatever you want to call them, the order followers. And we're going to get to him for the full broadcast tonight. We won't have time for any calls. We're just going to try to jump right into it, not waste any time. Mark Passio, how are you, my friend?
Bob, I'm doing well. Always great to be part of your show.
And I appreciate you coming here. And of course, Mark Passio will be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference. If you don't have your tickets yet, if you enter the code 93, coupon code 93 at checkout, you'll get a $20 discount on tickets, and that's just for Mark Passio fans. We set that up just for you, Mark. We're not advertising it unless it's an appearance you're making or on your broadcast Saturdays on RBM, which has a new time slot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be on from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight on Saturday evenings. That's East Coast time on RBN from now on. So the show is back to 3 hours. I'm really excited about that, and it's 1 hour earlier on the East Coast.
If you haven't listened to Mark's show before, I tell you, 2 hours goes by way too fast, let alone 3 hours. So you definitely want to stay tuned and hear his broadcast and listen to it from the very beginning, where yours truly, Bob Tuscan, prank called. So I hear anyways. And continue to prank call, Mark. Jeez, I have a bad record of making funny phone calls to your very enlightening program, or unprogram, I should say.
You have a talented gift at disguising your voice, Bob.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's all for the sake of trying to get this information out here and do so in a compelling way. Now, Mark, coming up at the Free Your Mind Conference, you've let out a little bit about the talk, but kind of give me an overview of where you think you're headed with it and what you plan on disclosing, and pretty much, what's the word I'm looking for here? Exposing. Yeah, I guess exposing is the best way of putting it.
Yeah, well, my talk at Free Your Mind 3 is going to be called The Cult of Ultimate Evil, Order Followers, and the Destruction of the Sacred Feminine. And it's going to be all about how order followers constitute a cult, and always have. This is a cult. This is something that is completely segregated from the rest of society, the order followers of our culture, whether it be in the form of military or police. And they have strict, regimented rules that they follow. They look at anybody outside of their institution as they. It's an us versus them dialectic. They are put through a regimented program of indoctrination, and really what could be constituted as a form of trauma-based mind control over a period of time, sequestering them from the rest of society, constantly barraging them with certain imbalanced belief systems, feeding them a certain type of food, putting them through certain types of training and rituals. And it's the same exact techniques that we've seen from cults over time through the generations of any kind of cult. And essentially what we need to understand about order followers is that they have been trained and conditioned not to listen to their inner voice of conscience. They have been trained to just do what they are told to do without judging for themselves whether or not the action that they're actually performing is right or wrong according to the spiritual laws of the universe. They don't ever take that into account or consideration. They just act without thinking. And it's all part of really wanting to stay irresponsible. not wanting to take on personal responsibility for oneself to judge and decide whether or not an action is right or wrong under spiritual law. These are topics that I've been talking about really since I've started broadcasting, and you know, I highly recommend people to go back and really delve deeply into my work on natural law, especially my natural law seminar that I gave back in 2013. I also recommend people to go back to my podcasts, listen to them in order from podcast number one. And as you go through them, you'll see the tapestry of what has been going on in this world. You'll get a lot of information about occultism, particularly the dark aspects of the occult, how the occultists view the order followers that do their bidding. And, you know, most importantly, you'll get the information that is in those podcasts regarding natural law consequences, how our behavioral decisions go into effect in the world to actually bring us the result of the experiences that we actually undergo in life. And that's all ultimately up to us to basically determine. It's up to us what behaviors we put into effect, and then natural law brings us the consequences of those behaviors. And you know, if you understand how this dynamic works, it really is the most hidden and occulted information in the world that the people who are controlling the entire control system don't want us to understand, because understanding it is freeing. Understanding it is empowering, and it will, it's the only knowledge that can ultimately get us out of the mess that we've worked ourselves into as a species.
The powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them, they could care less at the end of the day about the order followers themselves, though, right?
They actually completely hate them. They look at them with total and utter contempt and disdain. And, you know, in a way, I would say I agree with their assessment and analysis of the order follower and their mindset. People will say, oh, that's so harsh and that's a nasty, terrible thing to say. But, I mean, if you really think about it from a higher level perspective, what respect does someone who has attempted to abdicate their personal responsibility to make a judgment between right and wrong behaviors deserve? Do they really deserve any respect? Do they really deserve any consideration, you know, as a human being? I mean, they're basically saying what we want. What an order follower is saying, if you really are honest with yourself, is I want to be able not to think for myself. What I want to do is to abdicate my personal responsibility to make a personal judgment between right behavior and wrong behavior. And what I want to do, what I want to be allowed to do, is to listen to what someone else is telling me to do and just act on that command like an animal. You know, I mean, is that a behavior that's really worthy of respect? See, what this calls into question, Bob, is the whole dynamic of people's thinking when it comes to order followers in general. Is any form of order following ever a virtue? Can it ever be seen as a virtue?
I can't think of a way in which it can.
Yeah, right. I mean, people like you and me who have really seriously sat down and considered this in depth and really thought about it over a length of time, you know, and philosophically debated all aspects of this, can make a statement like that and say, oh, there's no way that can be considered a virtue. But how many people in the world think of order followers as good people, as people who are somehow imbued with virtue, that are people that we should look up to and respect and, you know, almost put on a pedestal as a role model?
It's a good question. I'll let people ponder that during the break. Every single day we see another story of a police shooting a child, or a cop shooting a child, rather, or police doing some sort of crazy totalitarian action, and the list goes on and on and on. It's every single day. I saw a statistic the other day that more people are killed by cops per day than anything else, pretty much, as far as murders are concerned. Well, no, I should take that back. But I forget the exact nature of it. But it's just shocking, Mark, is the bottom line, how crazy it has gotten with this police state we live in.
Bob, it's so over the top. I call it a bad cartoon. That's where we've gotten culturally, and that people think this is somehow normal or the, you know, par for the course as far as everyday events are concerned is sad. You know, I mean, I can't grasp how we've come to a point where people can't realize that the actions that these police are taking is absolutely deplorable and is on par with the same types of actions that people of the Nazi regime were following, or the order followers of the Stalinist regime, or the regime of Mao Zedong were willing to continue to conduct. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable that people cannot see what's going on in this country, how this country has been completely turned into a totalitarian police state.
It is, and it's right in front of their face, and it's almost Stockholm Syndrome, if you will, that people can't accept that reality. Mark, but I got to stop you with the Nazi thing, because, you know, it's become very cliche to bring up the Nazis. In fact, I think a philosopher came up with a term for that. I can't recall what it is at the moment, but it's become very cliche. It's always the Nazis. And there's more to the World War II discussion than just Nazis bad guys and all that. But the point remains, the philosophical idea that being an order follower, putting people in harm's way because you were following orders, that's the bottom line here. So you choose what historical reference you want. The point still remains that saying I was just following orders is not an excuse. It is not a justification.
And that's the reason that I think that the Nazis become the best example, because that's where we, you know, had the whole idea that following orders was not an excuse at the Nuremberg trials. People who want to make excuses for the Nazis and say, I watched this documentary that claims that this many people couldn't have been killed, and want to make it all about a number that is historically suggested, don't get the point. It doesn't matter if one person or 100 million people were killed. And the conservative estimate is that the Nazis were responsible for at least 20 million deaths in the mid-20th century. You know, so I personally find it to be a very valid comparison that the Nazis are the poster children for order followers in modern times, personally. You know, so the people that always want to complain, oh, let's not make it about the Nazis, I say, well, who's a better poster child and example for order followers than the Nazi regime?
I think
that's my
take on it. I think we could bring up several modern examples, Mark. For instance, million dead Iraqi civilians.
Exactly.
You know, people were just following orders.
Would be a perfect example.
A perfect example. Israel dropping white phosphorus gas on Palestinians.
Right. Sure.
Just following orders. Whoever pulled off 9/11, perhaps, probably just following orders.
And what it ultimately comes down to here is all you really have to ask yourself is, can any individual that goes into an institution that their job expects of them to follow orders, to do what they are told, or they will be put out of that job if they do not perform the actions that they are told to perform. Can one ever make the claim that what those individuals are doing is actually exercising conscience, which is willfully choosing for oneself right action over wrong action? Can anybody make the claim that that's what any order follower does? Any order follower.
Let me ask you a question, Mark. My 2-year-old son, I need him to at times listen to me and follow, for lack of a better description, my orders.
Sure.
How is that different?
Because you are, that child is not an adult being. You are acting as his steward in life because
he does not
have the ability or experience to reason for himself and to judge for himself the difference between right and wrong behavior at the current time.
And I think that's totally intuitive, right? That's totally intuitive. Anybody listening gets that. Well, guess what the powers that shouldn't be think of us? They think we're children, not even children. They think we're animals. Sit, boy, sit. Fetch, boy, fetch.
All the order followers that they command, they're dogs. From my experience within the dark occult in the former aspects that I was involved in it, the only term I ever heard referred to the police or military was our dogs or our pets. That is the actual contempt that the people who command these institutions hold for the members of those institutional bodies called the police and the military. They actually refer to the beings in those institutions as their dogs or their pets.
And what's interesting, and you brought this up in your first Free Your Mind conference lecture, what does the military wear around their necks? What's that little tag called?
Yeah, they wear dog tags. That's right. It's a symbol of what their owners think of them as animals who simply obey commands. And it's a sad thing. Anybody who wears that as a badge of honor, I don't hate them. I feel so badly for them. It's such a regrettable, horrible thing that they have come to a level of deep self-disrespect that they actually think it's somehow virtuous to be viewed as someone else as their animal. I can't even imagine living a life like that.
Right. And just a little bit, Mark, I'm going to ask you the question whether or not there is such thing as a good cop. It's an age-old question, and I want you to take that on in the next break.
Sure.
But Mark, once again, you're going to be giving a lecture at the upcoming Free Your Mind conference. What's the title going to be?
It's called The Cult of Ultimate Evil, Order Followers, and the Destruction of the Sacred Feminine. That's going to be the title of my talk at Free Your Mind 3, coming up in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, on April 10th, 11th, and 12th.
10th, 11th, and 12th, just outside of Philly. And it's going to be something else, man. I'm so excited about this. And Mark, people are really starting to catch on to your work, and rightfully so, because we need this at this time more so than ever before. All right, folks, we're going to get back in just a little bit with Mark Passio. In the meantime, please check out all the speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference website, freeyourmindconference.com. Tickets are on sale now. Please buy your tickets now to help support the cause. We have no Federal Reserve notes funding this. All ticket sales go right into the hands of the venue, to the airlines, and so on and so forth. So please help us out. Buy your tickets or make a donation. All right, folks, we'll be right back. And when we're back, I'm going to ask Mark the question whether or not there's such thing as a good cop.
Show. Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Mark Passio. And, of course, we just asked the question, is there any such thing as a good cop?
It's a great question, Bob. And the answer is going to make some people offended and upset because there has never in human history been any such thing as an order follower who is a truly good person. And I want that to sink in. I want people to really hear that and let it sink in. Now, notice I did not say there is no such thing as an order follower who is capable of performing a good deed or task or action. Understand the difference between those two modes of behavior. I said there is no such thing as an order follower who is overall, in the aggregate sense, a truly good person deep down within themselves. They can have good intentions. They can do things on an individual level, you know, one-to-one with somebody else that is a good action. I'm not saying that they are incapable of performing good actions at any point in time in their lives. I'm saying that if someone, by definition, is a person who is following orders of someone else, then that negates the possibility that they can be overall a truly good individual. Now, why is that? Let's explore that. The answer. That's the answer that I've given to that question. Anyone who can consider themselves an order follower, who is doing a job where they are somehow under some form of obligation to follow someone else's orders, cannot be a truly good individual person overall in the aggregate sense. Why is that the case? Why do I make that statement? So, by definition, what an order follower is doing, if we look at the actual task that they perform, they are carrying out actions which they have been commanded to perform by someone else. And almost universally, they carry out those actions without first critically judging that action for themselves in their own mind as to whether that action is actually morally right or morally wrong. They just say, this is my job. I am being paid to perform the commands that I am ordered to perform, and I just do them when they come down to me. That, let's be honest, that's what an order follower does. That's what a cop does. That's what a soldier does. That's what someone in the military does. And they'll be all too happy to tell you that that's what they do. They'll say, I'm not a thinker, I'm a doer. They'll say, I'm not the person who writes or makes the laws, I'm the person who enforces the laws. They're all too happy to tell you that I am not the person who philosophically debates or weighs the morality of this behavior. I just carry it out. That's the definition of an order follower. Someone who carries out actions which they have been commanded to perform without first critically judging for themselves whether or not those actions are morally right or morally wrong under natural law, under spiritual law. Now, that's the definition of an order follower, whether anybody agrees with it or not. That is the definition of following orders. Now, can anybody say that's not what the police and military are? I don't think anybody can make that claim that the police and military say, sit there when they're given a command or an order and say, I need to sit here and weigh and judge and debate whether or not this order is actually moral, whether it actually brings harm to someone else. That almost universally, they do not do that. They say, this is what I do. I am commanded to do this job. I'm commanded to perform this action. And I'm going to carry out that action when that order comes down. So, by definition, if these people are following the orders that are coming down from another being at a higher level of some hierarchical institution above them, can anybody make the claim that what they are doing in the performance of those actions is truly exercising their own conscience? I don't think anyone that is thinking logically can ever make the claim that what an order follower is doing is exercising conscience. I would say that by definition, if someone is following the orders of someone else, they cannot be ever exercising conscience, which is the weighing and the judging of the difference between right and wrong behavior under spiritual law. And the actual criterion for whether that behavior is right or wrong is, does it cause harm to another being? Is harm being caused to another being in the performance of this action? Well, then if the answer is yes, that is a wrongdoing and a transgression against spiritual law. If the answer is no, then and no one is harmed in the process of the carrying out of that action, then that action is a right under spiritual law. And I would make the claim, by definition, if someone is an order follower and is involved in an institution where they are deemed to carry out your orders and do this action without judging it, then they cannot be exercising conscience. And therefore, there is, has never been, is not now, and never can be any such thing as an order follower that is a truly good individual, because the hallmark of a truly good person is the willful exercise of conscience, which is the judgment as to whether an action is morally right or morally wrong under spiritual law. That's what conscience is. And the exercise of conscience is basically choosing the right action over the wrong action in any given situation, to the extent that you are capable of doing so. So by following any order ever, regardless of any reason or intent that they hold in their mind, again, people will say, well, they think they're doing the right thing. And I will respond to that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether anybody thinks they're doing the right thing. All that matters is, are your actions causing harm to another being or not? The reason that you chose to follow that order, or the intent that you had internally, ultimately does not make any one single bit of difference when it comes to whether your action conducted harm against another being when you had no right to do so. So, by following any order, regardless of reason or intent, from any person that's commanding them to do that action, order followers, what they have done internally within their own being is they have attempted to abdicate their own personal responsibility to engage in moral judgment, which is deciding for oneself whether an action is right or wrong, and then exercising conscience, the willful choosing of the right action over the wrong action. So since all order followers throughout time perform actions they've been commanded to perform without first determining the morality of that action for themselves, by definition, all, 100%, all order followers cannot be deemed truly good people, regardless of their intentions. And people deeply need to study and weigh and judge and come to a deep understanding of what I've just said here in that segment.
Oh, Mark, don't judge, man.
People don't understand it.
Mark, you can't judge. Don't judge.
Yeah, never. Oh, that's a bad thing all the time. You know, we don't want to judge the right action versus wrong action.
We can't judge now, Mark.
See, the entire thing about morality is all about judgment. No one can escape the consequence of judging right action over wrong action for themselves. This is what the abdication of personal responsibility tries to do. People don't want to grow up, and they don't want to actually take that judgment on as their own personal responsibility, not try to abdicate it to someone else, which is an illusion. You can never actually abdicate your own personal responsibility to judge the difference between right and wrong behavior for yourself to someone else. Cannot be done. All you can do is claim that you are doing that. But in actual point of fact, reality in nature, you can never give that personal responsibility to another being. You own it whether you like it or not. And that's what the order follower is constantly trying to do, to abdicate their personal responsibility. And no one should let them off the hook to exercise that kind of moral judgment for themselves, which is not only the birthright, but the duty of every living human being.
When we come back, we're going to take a call from Ray. He is a former police officer, from what I understand, and also a student of natural law. I can't wait to hear from him. Don't go anywhere. Mark Passio joins us on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show.
louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, unfortunately, it's the final segment tonight, but don't worry, Mark, we'll be on again up into the Free Your Mind Conference, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, freeyourmindconference.com, the website. Mark, we have a call here, and you know, I wasn't planning on taking calls, but I think this is going to be a great discussion, and I want to bring on Ray Karcheski. Ray, Mark was telling me a little bit about you. Go ahead and introduce yourself, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bob. As you know, I'm a retired police sergeant from Pacifica, California, a department in the Bay Area of San Francisco, and I was a sergeant in the 60s. This is almost 44 years ago, and times were different at that point. I worked for a moral chief of police whose name was Neil Tremaine. This man allowed free rein to people to use judgment. There was very little orders given at that time. I must say that I am not, and I was not, I was never an order follower. I was trained, like all cops are trained in the academy, but I also had within me the spirit of following God's law, which is do no harm. If there were harm involved, a victim involved, a crime involved, I did my job. In some ways, I was ignorant of statutory law, and I participated in that for a time. But basically, I rose to the ranks rather rapidly. In 3 years, I made sergeant, and I remained that for 5 years until my philosophy of do no harm was having an effect upon, I was a training officer, and I was having an effect upon the people that came into the business. And I must say that I was surrounded by people who were order followers. And so a natural conflict began to arise, but as I say, I did my job. I was rather popular in the community, and they would have difficulty in firing me. Now, I had a back injury, so they used that to force me into a retirement. Good cops don't last long. They're moved out under other many pretenses, such as I was. I did not want to retire at the time, but as I say, I was in a position where I had a family to support, and I did what I had to do, but I was never, put in a position of compromise where I had to follow somebody's order. So it can be done, Mark. I agree with everything you have said, however. I do not dispute a thing. All order followers are Satanistic individuals who operate by remote control. Now, I'm not a religious man, and that may strike some as interesting, because I believe that all men, I do not believe, I assert that all men who are simple men and women of truth are Christs. That's all a Christ is. So we are all potential Christs if we follow God's law of do no harm. But we are inundated with the mind control effects of conditioning that are brought on by our educational system, by the satanic government, by the satanic schools, the media, this type of thing. So we all rely upon the letter of the word, and that word, that letter can be twisted. That's the nature of legal profession. That's Satan's profession. But good men and women must live under those circumstances until they rise above that detrimental conditioning and rise to the non-dualistic point of truth, where they are one with truth, one with God, and one with no harm. That's the lesson of life. That's what I do at this point. For the last, 44 years, I'm 77 now, and I write quite a bit on the internet. My forte is writing. I do not engage in a great deal of speech, because in writing I can formulate the concepts in black and white, and they are very difficult to twist and turn. But nevertheless, they have been attacked since I've been on the internet. Now, I find that Mark is a remarkable man. He is able to indicate the truth in a forceful, clear, decisive manner. So he sounds forceful to people, but that's what the truth is. The truth will stand regardless of the opposition to it. Great. And the political aspects of our lives that govern the control of men and women in their mindsets is all Satanist.
Amazing commentary, Mark.
Ray, your words are beautiful, and I just want to say thank you for offering them, and that you've been a huge influence to me in my awakening in the past. I remember your podcasts of years ago, and I would listen to them intently and get a lot of information from them. And you speak the truth, and I like your concept of what a simple man or woman of truth is truly. They are Christ in this world. And that's all that whole concept of higher level of consciousness should be looked at as. Not something to be worshipped and followed, but something to be, an example to be in the world, to be that light for other people to take example from and to essentially emulate as far as the morality of their decision-making processes go. And, I want to thank you for putting those kind words out there. And I want to thank you for doing the work that you've done over the years to awaken and enlighten other people.
We're in it together, Mark.
That's right.
I have more than 100 YouTube videos that I'm, at this point, I've written a few articles on the internet, and referring to them as the, it'll lose my mind now what the title is, and the Gospel of Ray the Christ. Now, that may be offensive to Christians, but in my view of what a Christ is, as a simple man of truth, we must shatter the satanic images that have made us into slaves to images of words, and begin to see that we are the savior of our own lives. And so these more than about 145, I think, are YouTube videos are on my site, arkenterprises.com. And I would suggest that we're in a very bad bind at this point with the New World Order, the Satanic New World Order, trying to force itself upon us.
Yes.
We hold the power in our hands, each of us. We give that away. We waive our rights. We consent to being a member of an organization wherein we must follow the dictates of that organization. Well, that's a corporate government, which is not government at all, but a corporation, and we are enslaved by the rules of that corporation. Each of us can break loose of that anytime we want, because we are living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient, natural men and women. The corporate state does not have any jurisdiction over living men and women. It only has jurisdiction over the juristic person, which is name spelled in all capital letters, found on the birth certification.
Yep. Ray, it sounds like you need to be one of our speakers at the Free Your Mind Conference. Mark, thank you so much. Ray, thank you. Coming up next, Clint Richardson, the Corporation Nation. What a great lead into that. I'm sure he follows many of the sentiments that were just mentioned. And he'll be a speaker at the Free Your Mind Conference. So I can't plug in enough, folks, freeyourmindconference.com. And thank you so much for listening to tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.